Now to the suspect charged with coordinating 20 terror attacks on American and Jewish targets around the world and also accused of plotting other attacks in California, Arizona, and New York. Here's ABC's chief investigative correspondent, Aaron Katursky.
Tonight, an Iraqi national is in U.S. custody accused of orchestrating terror attacks like these, taking aim at American and Jewish targets around the world in retaliation for the war in Iran. Federal prosecutors charging Mohammed Al-Sadi with a slew of terror-related crimes, alleging he coordinated 20 terror attacks in Europe and Canada in the last 3 months and eyed additional attacks in the U.S., identifying targets in California, Arizona, and New York City.
He has been trying to inspire jihad around the world through the internet.
Prosecutors linked Al-Sadi to this stabbing in London that left two Jewish men, including an American citizen, seriously injured.
Drop the knife!
To this attempted arson at Bank of New York Mellon in Amsterdam, and this firebombing of a synagogue in North Macedonia. Al-Sadi was apprehended this week in Turkey. In court today, he claimed he's a political prisoner being persecuted for his ties to Iranian General Qasem Soleimani, the military commander killed by a U.S. airstrike in 2020.
He's essentially being subjected to a political prosecution, and that he's a prisoner of war and should be treated as such.
But when federal prosecutors portrayed Al-Sadi as a terrorist mastermind who they said successfully coordinated attacks overseas and paid undercover agents to carry out more attacks in this country.